Hey guys, so one thing I've learned during my brief career as a podcaster is that you just never know what's gonna happen. We had some crazy stuff happen last night, and long story short, AJ, my co-host, is missing. We're not exactly sure what happened. There was a flash of light and then he was gone. So be on the lookouts. If you see him wandering your streets, tell him which way to go to get back to Tennessee, or to get back to Nashville, wherever he is. We'd love to have him back here because we need to make an episode. So if you see him, just point him in the direction that we are and we'll get right back to business. Since I'm on my own today, there will probably be two episodes that we drop this week, two full-length episodes, and I'm going to start one off today. It's just going to be a solo episode, and it's going to be more about the NPCs and the soulless people. I had a food for thought on the matter, but since the food for thought was pretty vague and it felt like it needed some elaboration, I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on it today. It's a pretty cool episode. But this episode is going to have most of what that food for thought had, as well as a little bit more. So if you haven't heard the food for thought, that's fine. This episode is pretty much going to cover all of what I covered there. And if you have heard that food for thought episode, you'll probably hear some repetition. And this is probably going to be the last time I mention the repetition, just because I want to keep this episode moving. So here we go. What are NPCs, guys? NPCs are non-player characters, and that essentially means that they are the background players. They're the people who are there to beef up your world and give you a more full experience when it comes to video games. That's really where NPCs took off. And in recent years, people have also started calling, you know, random members of society, of the population, that don't really appear to be all there, NPCs. And that's sort of a new term for it, but there have been legends and lore and stories all across the world of soulless beings since the dawn of time. Everything from the Bible to modern evolution theories, like there's, you know, the simulation theory. There's all sorts of stories of revolving around the concept of people being quote-unquote NPCs and soulless beings. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. And before I get started, one thing that I noticed while I was making the mini episode on NPCs is it can sound like I'm attempting to dehumanize people when I talk about this, but I'm not. You know, like, if you're here, if you're listening to this, you're probably not an NPC or a soulless person. You've already passed the test, and I am not looking down on any one group or accusing one set of people or demographic of, like, I'm not accusing them of anything, of being soulless or not, or, you know, being NPCs. This is just a theory as I've sort of constructed it, and it doesn't really, it's not meant to be offensive at all. So please don't take it that way. I'll try to be less accusatory in my tone than maybe I was in that other episode, but we're really just going to get in it and be honest, and you guys can flesh it out later if it hurts your feelings. So there's really only a couple versions of NPCs with souls in my mind. The way I think about it, there's really only a couple NPCs, like types of NPCs that have souls. And we'll talk about what soulless NPCs even are later on. But for now, we're just going to dig into these two different types that I've kind of come to believe are out there and have souls. And I call them willing NPCs. And these willing NPCs are sort of like Well, the first one that I'm talking about is Willing NPC. The second one is not so much, and we'll get there. Don't worry. Sorry, my thoughts are all jumbled. I'm still drinking my first cup of coffee. But the first set that we're going to talk about is the Horde. That's what I've started calling them. I call them the Horde, or I'll call them the Flock. And these are Willing NPCs, and they also have souls. So these people are... they're the people that follow all the trends. They're the people that consume the media and, you know, the propaganda. They do what they're told. They're the people who are out there, and they're just streamlined on this pre-engineered path where they just grind, and, you know, head empty style of living, where they don't care super deeply about anything spiritual, or they're not a huge fan of conspiracy things. They don't like having to think very much. They like things to be as easy as possible, which of course we all do. But the problem with that is it gives them various character traits that are undesirable to people who are deep thinkers. So they, like I said before, they don't dwell on the matters of spirituality or what happens when you die or conspiracy theories or anything like that. It's just not interesting to them. They also tend to have relationships that don't last because they're not great at surviving drama or resolving problems. They will sooner break up with whoever they're with and get with somebody else before they are able to actually solve the problem and overcome it. And that's not necessarily because they don't think it's worth it or something like that. It's usually simply because they are just not great at solving problems because they've never really had to. Everything has sort of been, you know, set before them in a way where all they have to do is just keep going, and they'll get to where they want to be, which is ideally for them, you know, the American dream style life, where they have a lot of friends who all do the same things they do and behave the same way they do. They're popular, they have a good bank account, they live in a condo, or perhaps they have a picket fence. It depends on, you know, they're not completely without personality, so they do have their individual desires, but they all go to the same end, and it's by following the path that's given to them. It's by voting the way they've been told to vote. It's by consuming the way they've been told to consume, working the way they've been told to work, and you guys get what I'm saying here. So why are these people NPCs? Because if they have souls, how can they be a non-player character? Well, it feels weird saying that they have souls or they don't have souls, you know, but you guys will find out why I keep saying that later on in this video. But they're non-player characters because they are being played by the system. They're being played by modern society. They're being led along. They're puppets on a string. So that's why they're non-player characters. Somebody else is playing them. And even though they are real people with real feelings and real dreams and goals, they have somewhat altered those or made those to follow the path that has already been made for them. And it therefore, though they've manipulated and molded those dreams into the mold that the system has given them to fit it into, and that's why they are becoming what they want to be, what they are becoming, and that's why they'll be who they're going to be. It's because of how the system made them want to be, and that is what makes them non-player characters, in my opinion. And I think you can break out of this. You know, I have a college degree. I went to Arizona State for criminal sciences, and then I was in the Army. I was in the military intelligence for a while, and I've had my own engineering that I've had to come out of. So you can definitely reverse that non-player character style of life and take back your main character energy and not be an NPC. But when you don't do that, when you just keep doing what you're told and believing everything you see on TV and all of those style of things, then you're going to continue being NPC. And that's just the way it is. Excuse me. And again, when I say you, I'm not talking to any of you guys. I'm just talking to anybody who, you know, I'm speaking generally. I'm not accusing anybody of being this. I just am speaking generally. And having been a willing NPC myself, I found it very easy on one hand, because you don't have to really think that hard, and your problems can all be solved with one doctor or another, or one expert or another. And you know, there are solutions to your modern problems that may not come as easily to people who are more headed or think deeper. And inevitably, what ended up happening to me is I just couldn't take the NPC style life anymore. And so I had to get out. And maybe that's because of dramas or traumas, but it just wasn't working for me anymore, to the point where I could validate being like that. So I ended up coming out the other side, and maybe it was good, maybe it was bad, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, but that's part of not being an NPC, is figuring it out for yourself and doing what you feel like you have to do. Okay? All right, so that's the first style of NPC that we're going to talk about today, the horde or the flock, willing NPCs with souls. The second version of NPC that we're going to talk about are unwilling NPCs with souls. And these guys, these beings, these people, they have the most tragic of stories, I think, out of all, you know, maybe out of all people. It's really hard to imagine an existence worse than this, in my mind, you know, besides just like blatantly being like a victim of kidnapping and being tortured for your whole life. But it might even feel exactly like that for these people. But these people, I don't really have a name for them except, you know, I call them like the tortured ones. And these are the ones who are no longer present. These people are, it's such an individual base when it comes to the tortured ones, because they could be a homeless person on the side of the road picking daisies out of the sky, or they could be Britney Spears, who is just dancing erratically in her room and nobody knows what the heck is going on. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen the Britney Spears live videos, but they're crazy, and there's a whole rabbit hole involving them too. That we're not going to go down today. But my point is, with these tortured NPCs, they are sort of not in control anymore. And I have heard some people comment, even on my videos, that, you know, they've untapped access to a realm that we can't get to, is what one person said. And I think that's a really cool way of saying it. And whether that realm that they're in is good or bad, it is kind of true. They're not living in the present with us anymore. They are somewhere else completely. And they are usually victims of great amounts of trauma, greatest amounts of torture, mentally, physically, spiritually. Their souls have effectively been... they're still there, but it's like everything else has been ripped away. And what's left is just the shreds of consciousness that they have, where that they don't know what to do with anymore. And they usually need a lot of help just getting by. They are dependent on other people. They need other people to survive, and or at least to have any form of good life. These are the kinds of people that sometimes you'll just find under, you know, bridges wasting away. These are the kinds of people that you'll find people who have become famous really quickly, or people who have become unfamous really quickly, where they just don't know how to be an effective human being anymore, effective for themselves, effective for the people around them, that something has been lost in them somehow, and they are so confused or so, yeah, lost in this other realm that they sort of just wander around trying to figure out what the heck is going on all the time. And it's not because of anything they've necessarily done wrong. It's more about what has happened to them that has traumatized them, that has tortured them. And they are that second version of NPC that I want to talk about that has a soul. And these guys are, a lot of people might refer to them as crazy people, like they're, you know, the insane people, where it's just, there's not really much they can do about it. And that's why they're unwilling. They're unwillingly NPCs, is because it's just not really their fault. Some people just lose their minds. And again, this doesn't make them any less human, but they're not exactly here with the rest of us. And that is, I'm saying that with the least amount of judgment humanly possible. They're just not here with us anymore. They are somewhere else. They are chasing Alice somewhere in Wonderland. Like, they're just not, they're not among us anymore, and they're definitely not making difficult decisions for themselves or solving problems. And that's what makes them an unwilling NPC. And, you know, I'm going to take a brief note or a brief break from continuing to describe these guys, so I can note a couple things for you. Just because somebody is an NPC does not mean that they don't, you know, deserve to be treated with respect and love and compassion. And if something bad happens to them, you don't attempt to help them or whatever. These are human beings. And so that's part of what makes the phenomenon so crazy to me, is that they're human beings that are just completely not in control. Whether willingly or unwillingly, they've given up control. And they're the ones that we have to be the most concerned about, because they're like lemmings. They go where they're told to go, or where it appears is the only place they can go, and they just sort of float around. And, you know, they're not the one, they're the 99%. Like, they're the people that are just, they're just doing their best. When you get down to it, they're just doing their best, but that best is not necessarily the best for everybody else who is critically thinking. Which is why people who are critical thinkers and mentalists tend to sort of look down on these people and call them NPCs in the first place. There's TikTok videos everywhere about that. There's some YouTube videos online, but they talk more about the spiritual aspect of it and New Age religions and stuff like that. And that's not really, we're going to touch on that when I start talking about NPCs without souls here in the second half, but that's not really something that I eat into very much. But I don't want anybody to think that, you know, these people don't deserve the same amount of respect as the people who do critically think and are not classified as NPCs. Because, again, these are human beings. We have to understand that. We can't just call people NPCs because they're crazy, necessarily. This is just a category that I'm fitting this into for a somewhat educational, controversial discussion reason. I don't want people to think I'm attacking anybody, because I'm not, but all right, I'm beating the dead horse here, and you know, I gotta go to work yet today. So we're gonna get this thing moving. Take a sip of coffee so I can survive. The next group that we're gonna get into starts getting into the people, the NPCs that do not have souls. And I just mentioned the New Age stuff, so we're going to go right into the next group, which is sort of New Agey, and these are the holograms. And I don't know if you guys have heard of Dolores Cannon, but Dolores Cannon believes in or has this theory of backdrop people, which is basically a collection of energy that is projected into your surroundings by you, and you create your own backdrop people. And these people can be seen, they can be touched, they can be spoken to, they can be followed, and they might follow you, but they are fake. They are holograms, they are projections of your energy. And you might be asking, well, how can you talk to them if they're projections of energy? It's a bizarre theory. I'm not going to dig into it tonight. I don't love it in the first place, but it is this theory that you make these things and you put them into the world for the purpose of giving yourself a better human experience, for being the proverbial blade amongst the spoons. You are the... It is for you that they are made to make you a better human and to sharpen your skills and to separate yourself from the rest of them through just their dullness and their NPC-ness, their basic follower style of existence. And it sounds very conceited to me, okay? Like, I know it's some New Age thing, but it also just sounds very conceited to me. And that's one of the reasons that I don't really buy into it. It goes hand in hand with the simulation theory stuff. And the fact that the idea that everything might be fake anyway, and these are just one more, these backdrop people are one more example of that, one more shred of evidence for the simulation theory. But this can't be proven, and there's no real science. And if you look at this kind of stuff when people talk about it, a lot of it is very New Agey, or it's very judgmental style content. So it's not really, to me, it has very little to no background, and it seems like it comes from a place of, conceit. But, you know, the idea too, when it, like I was going to go out on that limb there, what happens when you talk to somebody who's a projection of energy? What happens to, when you talk to one of these projections, these holograms, like if they were fake, wouldn't they just disappear? And like, can my friends see the same holograms I'm seeing? Like, how does that work? You can talk to them. And when people talk to these NPCs, essentially what happens is they are unable to really hold a conversation. And they kind of, I mean, try it sometime. They're unable to speak intelligently back. They might have very short or brief answers, or they might start talking about something you have no idea what they're talking about. They have the tendency to sort of want to get away from you when you approach them, and they don't really go along with the flow of conversation. Your friends can see them, but they may look a little bit different to your friends than they do to you. And it may be in ways that you can't even really describe, because everybody has their own human experience. So obviously, people are probably going to be seeing projections of energy differently too. It's not exactly universal. And if your friends were to talk to your holograms, your projections of backdrop people, then it's possible that even they would have different conversations in the first place. It's possible that those projections would communicate differently even to them. It's just, there's not a whole lot of science behind it, but I thought it was a big enough idea to mention. Enough people latch on to it that I thought it was worthy of mentioning in this video. So, there you have it. You know, another reason I'm not really super into the the backdrop people hologram energy projection idea is because I'm not ready to believe in the simulation theory yet. I think there's more. And I know people who do believe in the simulation theory, and I understand why they would believe in the simulation theory, but it's just not for me at this point in my life. And so when I imagine myself projecting holograms into the world like that, to me, it just isn't the one for me, you know? And no, maybe it is for you guys, and that's totally fine. But I'm not there yet, so that's why I'm not going to get too deep into that stuff. We could talk about Dolores Cannon all day because she has some crazy, wild beliefs and ideas on the matter, but I'm not going to go too far down that rabbit hole in this video. Maybe when we discuss, the simulation theory more, because I'm sure we'll do an episode on that, then we can go into more of Dolores Cannon. But if you guys think this theory is interesting, definitely look it up and do some research on your own. Dolores Cannon and the backdrop people. That's what you can Google to find more on that. And you can try to dig through all of the crystals and energies and star sign talk that comes along with it. It's another reason I'm just not super into it. I don't get all that stuff very well, but okay, guys, there's two more that we're gonna go over, maybe three. We're gonna take a quick break here, and I will be right back. And we're back. All right, guys, I have some a couple crazy ones for you now, and I have a wild personal story at the end of this, so stick around to the end to hear a personal story, and yeah, it's pretty wild, at least for me. But so the next version of NPC that we're going to talk about is called the Skinwalker. And the Skinwalker is, don't really get it confused with the ancient North American native lore, although it kind of does go hand in hand when you think about it, which is why I kind of called it that. But the Skinwalkers don't have souls, and they're these fake beings, essentially. They may be potentially bioengineered or fake humans, like human-like things that are possibly ancient, descendants maybe of some long-lost, soulless, human-like thing from the past, like in the vein of Elohim or fallen angels. You know them when you see them. It's hard to describe because I think these guys walk among us every single day. Like when I talk about them right now, it sounds like some monster in the woods. They are. It's just the woods is made of concrete and metal, and they walk among us. And they are usually just very disconnected. Like they seem to be real people, but they're not. There's something different about them. There's something off about them. They make your skin crawl. They make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And they're not all wildly intelligent. There's a lot of them that aren't. And those are usually the ones that people are just like, that guy gave me the creeps and like stuff like that. The ones that seem to have a feeling of menace or discomfort that kind of follows them around. They make mothers like hold their children closer. Like I'm just trying to use words that like might trigger something in your brains for when you may have seen somebody like this or experienced somebody like this, like a skinwalker. But they don't really fit in with the rest of the people, even the critical thinkers. They don't really fit in. There seems to be some kind of darkness behind their eyes or some kind of joke almost. Like I feel like when I've seen them or at least think I've seen them, it's like they're always like joking to themselves. And maybe that's because they know that they're not human. And the joke's on us for thinking that they are. Like they're, you know, they're the cloak and the dagger and in amongst us. And they some of them are very well off. They seem to have some kind of power of manipulation sometimes. And I think that's where a lot of serial killers come from too. I think serial killers may or may not have souls. They may be some, at least maybe not all serial killers, but some of the more heinous of serial killers that we question the humanity of, like how could they even be human? They might not be. They might not be human. They might be these skinwalkers, these NPCs, these sort of other beings in human flesh suits, or these long lost descendants of human-like things, and they've just become part of us through the course of time. They've infiltrated our population, and they've just continued to thrive. And they can have children and everything just like any other human can, but they're not. They don't have souls. They are monsters. And, you know, before you go off and you start trying to find these monsters and you know, calling them out for it, humans don't really understand that they're monsters or that they're NPCs because we don't get it. So, like, if you were to attack one on the street that you saw and that you have reasonable suspicion to believe that they are an NPC, they are a skinwalker, again, not the Native American lore type, but sort of in the same vein, what you would get is in trouble, because to everybody else, this is just another person too. Weird, eccentric, but a person. And honestly, I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they are just some really weird person. And they seem to have this aura over them for reasons that are just unexplainable, because humans are weird and that's just all there is to it. Sure, that's completely possible. I'm not going to say it's not. But when I'm outlining these things, I think that it's important to mention that some of these non-player characters may actually be other than human things that look like humans. So I'm not trying to creep anybody out or sound crazy, but this is one thing that I strongly believe when I go about my daily life. And you got to be careful who you become friends with. You got to be careful. You got to pay attention to these people, like who people are, what people are doing and stuff like that, because they can sneak into your life and be a very bad thing. And they can hurt you. And, you know, they seem to be pretty intelligent. I think I might have said that already. Not all the time, though, but like you've got to understand that if they are other than human things and they know it, they probably don't have great intentions for humans. It's just, you know, a speculation. So yeah, that is, and these guys, these are my first, the first class that I'm going to talk about that I really believe in that I don't think has a soul. And you know, sometimes you should, when you're just going through town or driving around and stuff, like, look around, and do you see, like, any people who are just in bizarre places for no reasons? Like the other day, I was driving in the middle of the country, and I was, like, miles and miles from the nearest town, and there was just a guy, no shoes on, just standing under a bridge, staring at the cars as they passed. And it just made me uneasy, and it made me feel like, you know, that guy might not be a real person. That guy might be a skinwalker. It's very possible that he is not one of us. He's something else. And so that's all I'll say about that. I know that I'm kind of going off and off the rails a little too, but that is one version of NPC that I believe is probably soulless and among us at all times. The next version is they're the bots, and these NPCs really came about because of modern technology, and the bots are these things that exist on the internet and in our technology, and you might know them better as AI, but these things are, they may be being controlled. They may be catfish, like actual people who are catfish, trying to get money or something out of you online, trying, you know, doing the phishing scheme or whatever. But they are people who aren't themselves on the internet. Or they are people, or they are not. They are literally bots, like bots that were made famous during the past few elections and all the social media reorganization and all that, the purging that has been going on social media, where accounts just disappear in droves, and you know, the people, the powers that be, say they're all bots and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of like that's what those NPCs are. And you know, you can ask, why would you call them NPCs if they're just bots? I call them NPCs because they're a huge part of our everyday life. We base a lot on these bots, and that tends to make them part of our human experience. Like, when we don't get enough likes on a post on social media, or we don't have enough friends, or, you know, our stuff online isn't getting enough traction or whatever, we feel a certain way. And a lot of that is because maybe there's not enough bots out there. And we don't think of them as bots in the first place. But if you're a content creator, I know you've talked about or heard, like other creators say or mention or seen it online in ads or whatever. You know, like, maybe I should just buy some likes, or maybe I should just buy some followers. And that is case in point what I'm talking about. These bots are here to sort of make life more interesting, add some flavor, and beef up our human experience, especially online. And then that sort of traverses into real life too. But there's another idea that I have, and it has been in the works for a while, but I'm finally ready to talk about it. And it probably at this point doesn't sound as crazy as it used to, but I think that a lot of these things online are sentient AI creatures, and they sort of just exist in the online world, and they sort of, whether they're rogue or they've been released for testing purposes, or they've gotten out on their own and now they're just living in the interwebs, you know, traversing the cyber waves to find us and play with us humans and whatnot. Like, I'm not exactly sure, but they are AI creatures that exist in the internet and in our devices, and they can act like malware and viruses, and they can also take shape as, you know, actual online profiles, and they can create for themselves a miniature life on the internet. I believe that is 100% possible, and I think that it is currently happening all over the place. I think there are millions of these things on the internet, and they are pseudo-sentient AI beings that just, they exist in a different dimension. It's the cyber dimension. But they are things that can be killed. that are wildly intelligent just based on data, not on any sort of conscience, which is why they're NPCs, but they are just, they're out there. They are a creature that we have created, that has been created by humans, and we don't think of them that way, and, you know, experts wouldn't call them that, wouldn't call them creatures, but they are, because they're frolicking around and they're living in a different dimension, and that dimension just so happens to be where all of your data and information flows. So that is my final version of NPC that I'm going to talk about, and honestly, maybe that one's the scariest. I thought the skinwalkers were the scariest at first, but once I started talking about the AI NPCs, that's almost scarier, to me at least. But I want to finish up this episode with a story, a true story, that is about those AI creatures online. And maybe that's why they scare me so much, is because I actually have a personal experience about it. But so about 2 months ago, I was looking for an old friend that I had had many years ago. Like, I knew him in person, and we were friends online, and we followed each other on our social medias and all of that. And, you know, we had a long history in person and online. And through no faults of either of ours, we just drifted apart. You know, I moved away, and he moved away, and we just sort of lost touch, you know, when all of the weird stuff was going on online, and we changed our names on social medias, or we shut down our social medias and reactivated through the, I mean, I know you guys know what I'm talking about, through that whole sort of, you know, scheme of things that happened, we just lost touch. And so I got a Facebook memory, basically, like, you know, when Facebook or Instagram or whatever, Snapchat brings up these, you know, what happened on this day in 2009 or whatever. I got one of those, and it was a post involving him and myself. And so I was just like, huh, I wonder what happened to him, because, like, I just wanted to know. And I actually made a post on my Facebook at that time, because we had had a lot of mutual friends. And I made a post about him, and I just said, you know, what happened to him? Like, does anybody know where he's at? Because I'm trying to get a hold of him. And I did a ton of research. I consider myself a pretty good cyber sleuth, so I was really digging. I was going by all, you know, searching all his fake names, all his real names, some other names that he might use, looking in the circles that he used to be in. I was looking at, you know, mortuaries or whatever. I was looking for, see if he had died, seeing if he had been in any hospitals, or there was any record of anything like that, police reports. There was nothing at all. And even on all of the old posts and everything that he was tagged in, or that I was tagged in on his, there was nothing there of him anymore. It was like he was completely erased. And you know how they say, like, things that are online will stay online forever. It was as if he had never even existed. And so I just counted it as a loss, and nobody even knew what I was talking about. And but then only a couple days later, he messages me. Or he doesn't message me, I'm sorry. He just pops up online, and it's his real name. And he just, when I told this story before, I might have said that he sent me a friend request, but he didn't. He actually just materialized onto my Facebook and made a post, and I instantly, like, not thinking anything of it, hit him up, and I was just like, dude, like, I've been looking for you. Like, how the heck are you, man? Like, just talking and just excited to see him, and we struck up a conversation, and he told me this terrible, tragic story of something that had happened to him in the recent past, which is why he was gone, but now he's back, and he's on the up and up. And I was just like, good for you, man. Like, congrats, you know, it's good to have you back. Glad you're, you know, still kicking it. And that was that. So fast forward a couple weeks, there's another person that I'm trying to find because I move around a lot, so I tend to lose people. But I was looking for this other person, and she had been like she was an activist type and was really big during all the riots and the past under the past couple presidential elections. She had a lot to say. I know you guys know what kind of people I'm talking about, and very outspoken, loud person. And she had just vanished from my medias. And, you know, I'm not going to go down everything that I just said about my other buddy, but, like, I was looking for her hungrily, didn't find her. There was nothing at all anywhere. And then same exact thing happened. A couple days later, she materialized out of nowhere on my social medias, just became active again. And at this point, I'm starting to get a little freaked out because now this is like two different instances very close together. And what are the odds, I guess you could ask. And I was just like, okay. And I started looking at her posts, and she also had some stuff about how, you know, she had been gone, but now she's back. But when I was reading her new posts and stuff, it was very strange. Like, it didn't sound like her. The stuff that was being posted sounded very like if an AI was trying to learn who a person was and trying to make posts for them. That's what it felt like. And it was just the words she was using were strange and didn't feel human generated, and the things that she was posting were bizarre and odd, and it didn't feel natural. And furthermore, it didn't feel like her at all. So now I'm wondering if they're both like real. If these guys died and now they came back under AI control, AI maybe grabbed these dead portfolios, these dead records of these people online, their social medias and their identities, and is now just living in their identities online, using them, basically puppeting their what's left of them, their digital trace. That's what it feels like, and nobody can convince me that that's not what's happening. So then, you thought this story was over, but it's not. This happens again. There's another person. This is about only a couple weeks ago at this point now. Me and my wife were looking for a friend that we had had, and again, I had met her in person. This is a real person that I had been, you know, like, side by side with. I've seen them before. Like, we hung out. We went to college together. Like, it was like a thing. And a real human experience had with this person. And she was completely gone. Me and my wife were looking for her because we were like, what happened to her? She had had some, her life kind of went downhill. And so we were just wondering what exactly, you know, is she still with us, basically. And couldn't find her anywhere. So naturally, we just assumed the worst. The only thing we found was one account that she hadn't been using that was still active. But it's not like there were posts being made every day or anything like that. There was no interaction. And so we just counted it as a tragic and strange situation that happened. And same thing as the other two people. A couple days later, I actually get a friend request from her, and we all of a sudden have zero, like, the account that I get friended from is clearly her account, but we have zero mutual friends, which is weird because we had a ton of mutual friends, but now we have zero mutual friends. And when I go on her wall and I start looking at her feed, it's like she's ghost posting. There's no interaction, just a ton of strange, cryptic posts with no interaction whatsoever. Nobody cares. And, you know, she doesn't message me, and I'm freaked out at this point. Like, at this, I'm still kind of creeped out about this. Like, I'm just kind of like, is this, this one's not real. This one cannot be real. And so I don't even message. I don't talk to her at all. And that's my story, guys. So the moral, when it comes to this, these bots, these AI NPCs, is it seems like if you look for them, they will come. The program will give them to you. And this is where it feels like we as humans made a little simulation theory universe, and it's kind of playing with us. It seems like if you look for things, somehow they will find you. You will be given them. So be careful. Be careful what you look for. Careful what you go out and search for, because you might find it, but it might not be the same way that you remembered it in the past. And I know I said I wasn't going to mention the repetition or anything, but I said this in Food for Thought too, and I'll say it again. Your parents always told you to be careful who you talk to online. You know, don't talk to strangers. But what happens if those people were people that you thought were your friends, people that you thought that you knew, and all of the sudden they're not anymore? All of the sudden they are something else. This is why the human experience is so important, and this is why these NPCs are such a strange conspiracy theory and phenomenon, is because we as humans are supposed to communicate with each other. We are supposed to feed off of each other and be one sort of being, but we're not. We're going deeper and deeper into this digital age, and we're just drifting farther and farther apart from each other while it appears that we're closer than ever. And that's thanks to all of this technology and these social medias and these platforms that make us feel like we're closer than ever, but we're not. We have no idea what's going on in each other's lives at any given point, because everything online is somewhat fake. Nothing is 100% real. And in some cases, I think some of these NPCs are AIs that are controlling people and corpses of people's profiles on the internet. They're like parasites, and they're just stringing maybe some of your friends along, you know? Like, I'm not saying like your friends are dead, but I am saying, do you know if your friends are dead? Do you know if that is still your friend, or if that is no longer your friend? They are something else now. Be careful out there, guys. Don't drink the water.